Okay, we're up to a new simin. Simin Yudala, Dinei Pesukim Dezimra Boi Chasifin. Min Hoidu Aliacha Hashira Hema Pesukim Dezimra. Pesukim Dezimra, begin with Hodu. Here the Kitzchuk Narach is referring to Nusach Ashkenaz. Page Sadi Dalet. So let's assume now that we're davening Nusach Ashkenaz. Nusach Ashkenaz begins with Baruch Sha'amar and ends with Yishtabach, and Hoidu and is everything in between. Nusach Sfar is a little bit different. Nusach Sfar, the order, some of them took the Zimra before, some are after Baruch Sha'amar, but let's just focus now according to Nusach Ashkenaz. Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach sandwich the psukim, the tehillos that are in between. Min hoidu ve'alach ha'ashir ha'im psuk de zimra. U'baruch sha'amar hi bracha shalifnehem v'yishtabach hi bracha shela achareihem. Mishehischil baruch sha'amar aliach ha'gemar tefila. From the beginning of baruch sha'amar, after you finish tefila, also lahavsek bedibur afilu b'loshon ha'kodesh. Okay, everyone knows this. And you have to know this. It's also, you're not allowed to talk. It's also, once you begin Baruch Sha'amar, there is no talking until Tfilah is over, even in Lashon Kodesh.
The Tfilah, it means Shmoneh.
It means until the last Kaddish.
After the
last Kaddish. If you talk at any time, there are different Gedarim, obviously. Okay, so we'll see. We'll have a little bit of discussion. But it's not the right thing. He's very, very oddly, Acha Gemar Tfilah. Okay, so he's just telling you that it's the wrong thing to do. Come to davening. We all know that it's very disturbing if someone is talking during davening. And ad li'achar gemar hatzfila osur lahavsik bedibur afilu b'losh nakodesh. V'chein b'chol makom shos lahavsik osur afilu b'losh nakodesh. Anytime that's osur demavsik, there's no excuse to speak in losh nakodesh. Ach, le'inyin hevsik l'dvar mitzvah. Oh, everything becomes said, Dvar Mitzvah, right? We're extremely liberal. You have to tell your friend who won the game last night that also is a Dvar Mitzvah. Yeah. Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Talk about politics, talk about all the good things in this world. So, so then there are different gedarim. There are different set of rules of how, when you are allowed to speak, when you may not speak. So here he goes. With regard to psukit de zimra, filu b'beam sabaruch sh'amar v'am z'shishtabach im shemeh eze baruch amut loy la'anoy samen. So here, what is his definition of dvar mitzvah? Not to tell someone, good Shabbos, how are you, mazel tov. Oh, who has come to shul today? This is your son, your son-in-law. How are you doing? So that's what we think, right? When we say Dvar Mitzvah, that's what we think of Dvar Mitzvah. No. When he says Dvar Mitzvah, he means to answer Amen, or to answer Yishtabach, or to answer Kriyashma. That's what his definition of Dvar Mitzvah is. So what's the halacha? So when it comes to Baruch Sha'amar, afilu b'enz Baruch Sha'amar v'yemz Yishtabach im shemel a'ez b'racha butul l'anus Amen, incredible chiddush. You're allowed to answer Amen even in the middle of Baruch Sha'amar. It's a bracha. Even though it's not a bracha, it's extremely allowed to answer Amen even in the middle of Yishtabach. If you come to shul late and they're up to kriyashma, so you mechuyev to say the first pasuk Shema Yisrael together with the tzibur, even if you're in the middle of baruch shem and yishtabach. Omer imam pasuk Shema Yisrael v'gomer umikol shugim lekadosh. If you're in the middle of psukah dezimra, even in the middle of baruch sha'amar or yishtabach, you can answer to kadosh and kedusha. Ideally, if you come to shul, you see they're about to say kriyashma, you see they're about to say kedusha, try your best at least to finish that mizmar or that bracha, that you shall not have to be mafsik in the middle of a mizmar, or certainly not in the middle of yishtarach, in the middle of baruch shamar if you can. Ubaruch baruch shmo lo yoimar. It's a very important halacha. You're never allowed to answer Baruch Hu uVaruch Shemo. Why? Because he tells us it's a modern innovation. This idea of saying Baruch Hu Shemo, I don't know when exactly came into existence, when it came a minute to say Baruch Hu Shemo. This is something which is new. It's not mentioned in the Gemara, and therefore it's not together derech mitzvah. You have no right to answer in the middle of the Pesuk Zimra. Okay, we don't do this. It's in the Siddur, though, if I'm not mistaken, in some of the good Siddur, when it comes to Baruch Hu, it used to be the minhag. There are a lot of funny things in the Siddur which is totally lost to us. Here is the Siddur. No, they don't even have it in the Siddur. But they do have it. I take it back. Here's a Siddur. I didn't even notice this. Here's an art scroll, Nusach Sfarat Siddur. Of course, this is an Ashkenaz shul, and what do I find on the table? Nusach Sfarat Siddur. What else is there to be expected? So here, if you go look in your Siddur, see when it says Baruch Hu, just take note of this. Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavarach. On the side, on the left side, it says Yisparach V'Yishtabach V'Yispar V'Yishman. There's a whole Nusach. Yeah. When do you say this Nusach? So here, there's instructions. Believe it or not, in the article Siddur, the tzibur should say yisparach. Kishachazen marich baruchu. The chazen sings baruchu. He's minagin baruchu. And at that moment in time, you're supposed to say yisparach. Kosva kalva kizog kishoyim chazen baruchu. Then he talks about how exactly to do baruchu. I don't know. I have never seen this my entire life. I never saw this done. You ever want to see this done? Did anyone have the good fortune to see this practice to say yishtabach? It's in every Siddur. Is it in the article English Siddur? You saw it done?
In the Ashkenaz, he's supposed to say.
When the Shat says Baruch Hu, he's Marich Baruch Hu, he sings Baruch Hu, and while he's singing Baruch Hu, the Tzibur is saying Yisparach V'Yishtabach V'Yispar.
I learned it, but
have you ever seen it practice?
I overheard a couple of people saying it.
What?
It says in the Ksas Kehillah.
Yes, it says it also.
Yes.
It says Ksas, but Ksas.
Somebody saying it once. That's about it.
What?
I overheard somebody saying it once.
Ah. Okay, I never saw
it.
Never
do it. Yeshiva, we did not do it.
It was not me.
Never saw. Here's the article. English, the classic English, they have it here also. Okay, they have it here. In some congregations, the chazan chants a melody during his recitation of Baruch Hu, so the congregation can say, okay, so they do have it over here also as well. Okay. Okay, so this is a okay, so this is you're not allowed to say this. This is something which is forbidden. If a person is not holding where he should in davening, here we have machloikis between the Mishnah Berurah and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Kitzur says that if you go to the Beis Hakisei in the middle of Psukei de Zimra, should you recite Asher Yotzar? The Kitzur is machmir. You should not. You should wait until davening is over to say Asher Yotzar. Nearly Shdeloy Yoimar Birchas Asher Yotzar. Kevin Shiyochol Omra Achar Kach. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees, and he says that you can say, you're permitted to say Asher Yotzar between the Mizmorim in Psukei de Zimra. Okay, so different opinions as far as Asher Yotzar. I once saw. Let's do Beis one more. Balacha Beis Yochas Shnei Atzitzis Shalofanav Yerbarach Shamar Biamida. It's Machlokes. The Kitzur Shulchan says we'll say later. The Mishnah says you can say right away.
No, but isn't there
an hour or so? Yeah, there is. So I guess the Mishnah feels like you'll forget by the time you come around to after davening, you'll forget doing so. But I vaguely remember learning. I think Rav David Cohn talks about this. If I'm not mistaken, he has a lot of sfarim, a lot of nice chiddush on tefillah, that when you make the bracha of Mechaya Hamesim, when you make the bracha of Rifo'enu, there are brachas in Shmone Esrei which can be substitute for Asher Yotzar. So when you make the bracha of Rifo'enu Hashem v'nei Rofei, Hoshem v'nei Vashea, that really is a substitute for the bracha of Asher Yotzar. Rofei Chol Bosar Umafli La'asos. When you make the bracha of, even it talks about Mechaya Mesim, When the Chaim Eslim focuses on a Lokai Neshama. If you don't say Lokai Neshama, it's a problem to say after davening a Lokai Neshama because you said the bracha of Mechaye HaMeslim and Shemona Esrei. So maybe it's the bracha of Rifo'enu. Okay, I'm not sure, but there could be segments of the Tefillah which can serve Bidi'evit as a substitute for Asher Yatzar. So if you're going to wait until after you finish davening, maybe you're not allowed to say Asher Yatzar because it will be a bracha levatolo. You've already fulfilled your obligation of Asher Yatzar by reciting the other brachas. So obviously the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, that's not an issue. Hayaluchud v'hayaluchud. The other brachas when Esther are said specifically for other reasons, not for the fact that you went to the Beis Hakisa. Therefore, you could always say Asher Yatzar later on, and we're not concerned you're going to forget. The Mishnah Berurah says no, you'll forget. Maybe it's a problem of a substitute, and it's not such a great hefsek. It's also a shevach for Dvar Mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah is very lean. You can say Asher Yatzar in the middle of Sukkot Zimra. Next base. Yoichas shtei hatzitzis shelofanav yomar baruch shamar ba'amida. You shall hold on to the two tzitzis shelofanav. Only two. You do not take the ones behind in the back. Only the ones in front. And you say, you hold on ba'amida, and you recite the bracha of Baruch Sha'amar. Uvitashlam Muhulu Batish Bachos. When you finish the bracha, Baruch Muhulu Batish Bachos, to finish Baruch Sha'amar. Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Mehulol Vatish Bechos. You shall kiss the two tzitzis, Yinashkim V'yadicham. Now, why do you do that? Offhand, just remember, I recall the Rav David Cohen. He says the reason why you hold on to the two tzitzis is to remind you that the bracha of Baruch Shema came from Shemayim. Where did this bracha come from? The legend is a piska nafal min haShemayim. There are exactly 87 words in Baruch Sha'amar. 87 is Begematria Paz. Roishoi Kesem Paz. The beginning of Psukei de Zimra is the purest gold. Paz is a very high quality gold, a very fine gold. There are many types of gold. Paz is from the highest qualities of gold. Roishoi Kesem Paz. The beginning, it's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's head is the purest of gold. So it's a mashal. But we interpret it homiletically in reference to the big rosho, the beginning of Psukei de Zimra is the finest gold. It's a bracha which encompasses the entire davening, the entire Psukei de Zimra. And where did this bracha come from? It was composed in heaven. That's the legend. I don't know what the makar for this is. And a piska, it's settled. A piece of paper with the nusach of Baruch Shema fell out of heaven, and it was discovered by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolo, or by those who composed the nusach HaTfilah, and it was an indication, they understood this, that in heaven they composed, they wanted us to recite. In order that we shall remember that what we're about to say now was composed in heaven, you take your tzitzis. Because tzitzis, ideally, you're supposed to have tchelas. And what's the verse of tchelas? Tchelas is dam eliyam. And da yam is dam elirakiya. And the rakiya is dam elikisei hakovod. It's to remind you that look at your tzitzis. And by looking at the tzitzis, you're reminded of heaven. And that will remind you that this, what you're about to say, is not small potatoes. Serious business. This came out of Shemayim. You'll take the Nusach, Baruch Shana, more seriously than you would otherwise have. That's the Har of David Cohen, what he says, why, a time of why, because it's not clear. It's a really big mystery. It's a very big mystery why you take the two tzitzis when you begin Baruch Shana. I never, I think, really found anything that's really clear. But this is the halacha. And why only the two in front? Why the two in front? Why not the two in back? And this is another very important. This is. I don't know the significance here, but there's many midrashim which tell us that there's a difference between the two tzitzis in front of you and the tzitzis behind you. Person has a garment. There are tzitzis the front of the garment and the back. We were slops. We just collect them together and put them under our garments. And if you put them together, you wear them outside, you wear them together. But the truth is, there's a difference between the tzitzis in front and the tzitzis in the back. And the Midrashim basically tell us that the tzitzis in front are a reminder for us, and the tzitzis in the back is a reminder for someone else. Someone else. Because when you walk, you always sing the part that's in front of you. Look at the Hasidim, who wear these massively large size talis katans over their garments. So they don't tuck it in. It's separate. So what's in front of them, they see the tzitzis in front of them, but they don't see the tzitzis behind them. What's the purpose? The tzitzis in front of you, is a reminder for you. Behave yourself. What about the ones behind? That's for the guy walking behind me. The person who's looking at me, I am a big advertisement.
Billboard.
I'm a billboard for him. He should behave himself. He shouldn't mug me. He shouldn't steal from me, right? He shouldn't harass me and steal and pickpocket me. So I guess if you would take that approach, and that's a very popular approach in the Medrash. The Medrash says when they came into the Yam opened up. There's a different Medrash. Why did the Yam open up for Klal Yisrael? In the zechus of the two tzitzis that were in front of them. And then they passed through, but the Egyptians were following behind. Why did the Yam close? That was another miracle for the Yam to close, in the sechus of the tzitzis behind them. Mm-hmm. So the commentators, they like to take this medrash and work and try to extract the significance between the tzitzis in front, that was a sechus for Klal Yisrael to go forward, and the one back was a punishment for someone else. We were spared, we personally were spared, because of the schus of the tzitz in front of us, and our enemies were punished someone else in the merit of the tzitzis that were behind us. Again, you see that what's in front of you is for yourself, what's behind you is for someone else. There it was for punishment, here it's for being saved. There's a lot to develop, but it's interesting. I didn't really see anything clear. We have to look in the Minhag Yisrael, maybe he talks about this.
What I remember reading was that
yeah. Right.
She's doing all four tzitzis.
Right.
On that side. But the minute for doing it on both sides.
Yeah.
That the word is legabe mimi nomu mismola.
Yeah.
For those two words.
Mimi nomu, okay.
Like this, you're putting all four tzitzis behind you, in front of you, and behind you. So
okay. You're putting everything
in front
together.
Of you and behind you. But legabe mimi nomu mismola.
You won't have that as well.
On both shoulders.
Okay.
I mean, I'll look, maybe there was other things.
But what's interesting here is you come into Davin, there's a hakpad only to take the tzitzis shelifanov. Mm-hmm. Why? You have to don't try to. So Isma, when you daven Kriya Shema, you take all four. You take the ones behind you as well. When you say Kriya Shema, v'havein l'shol me arba kanfos. So you only take that. Not you have to. Only there's a hakpad only to take the two tzitzis shelifanov. Why? The purpose of davening is mind your own business. Don't go look into someone else, how someone else davens. The purpose of the tzitz shalafanov is for yourself. Lachorav is of someone else. Mind your own business. Don't start go looking, oh, how does he daven? How does he daven? That's not the purpose. Davening, focus on yourself. You should daven better. Furthermore, the tzitz shel acharav in the medrash is punishment for others. The purpose of davening is not, I'm being mispalel, to be moiser din al acherim. The purpose of davening is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bestow chesed upon you. Some people, the whole hanah of davening is, what's your favorite part of davening? Right away he said, that's the favorite part of davening. There are violent people out there in the world. We know that. That's not the focus of davening. The focus of davening is chesed, not to be moiser din al chaveroi. The tzitzis shel acharav is the moiser din al achedim on the Egyptians, that the Yam should come back together and drown the Egyptians. When you begin davening, focus on yourself. Focus on the good. Focus on salvation. Don't focus on the tzitzis shel acharav. They're there. That's right. There's din v'cheshbon. Hashem controls the world. But your priority should be what's in front of you, not what's behind you. Yeah.
If he asked that question to a chassid, he'd say, I'll kill him. Right. No, that's a little joke, remember. Yeah. I'll kill him. They say this, what I say, I'll kill him.
So. Okay. A lot of Hasidus jumps.
Probably heard it when I was five.
Okay.
It's old, but...
So there's a lot of depth in this idea of taking the tzitzis, rinashkem v'yanichem v'yemekol psukim d'zim b'nachas, and even you shall say to d'zim b'nachas calmly, and even with pleasantness, b'lo b'merutzav, do not run to psukim d'zim a mile a minute, v'yidaktik b'chol ha'tevos, ki'ilu ha'yemoynet mo'os. If you're counting money, it will be a different story. If every single word was, and can you imagine if someone give you a dollar for every word that you said in Psukei Dezimra, a dollar, every single word. And if you don't say the word clearly, you're not getting a dollar. We would all come very early to davening and say Psukei Dezimra very carefully. You're counting money when you say the words of Psukei Dezimra, yeah?
I have seen certain shuls where the chazan starts at Ishtabach. Everyone says Psukei Dezimra by themselves.
But it's, yeah, yeah.
What's the basis of that?
I don't know the basis. I don't know the basis.
Of a chazan.
In yeshiva.
That's the yeshiva. Yeah, that's where I daven every day. They do that. They start with Baruch Shamar. They turn on the lights and they start Baruch Shamar. They finish off Baruch Shamar. Quiet.
But it's
silence.
Designated time, isn't it?
Of course, there's no time. Bidiyuk, on the clock. The lights go on. And the chazan is there. The chazan stands there and he starts off Baruch Shamar and he ends off with Yishtabach.
And he sits down.
Doesn't sit down, no. They only sit down only if there's no one there. That's a real chalashim. If he sits down, it means it's bad news. But if you have the minion is functioning the way it should, he gets up there on the dot. The someone is designated. He gets up there quarter to whatever the time is. He gets up there on and he turn on the lights and he says Baruch Shamar Lehoye Hoylam. And then a second later, not a second, and a minute later, he goes Yachid Chay Hoylamin Melech Meshavach Mafar, and he finishes off. And then from there on, it's silent until Yishtabach.
Thank you. Mentions in the Minhag Yisrael Torah that people make a big mistake. You know, they wait before Yishtabach. The end of the
bracha. You look right. You have to go right into Yishtabach.
Right.
If you're not going to be the shliach tzibur, you should right away. If you're saying Pesuk the Zimra, it's the end of the Pesuk of the Zimra. It's the end of the Pesuk of the Zimra. Right. Now, unless you're the shliach tzibur.
You know, you're not supposed to.
If
say Yishtabach.
Let's say someone takes over.
In other words, the idea is you shouldn't start maybe until you have a minion. You don't take the 10-minute break before you say the end of the bracha. You started with Baruch Shama.
There's no problem with the minion.
Do that.
The person who says Baruch Shama, Psukka Dezimra, you should also say Yishtabach.
Not right away.
No, when he gets to it.
Gets to the very end, yeah.
Say Yishtabach, don't wait for the chazan.
You're correct. The one that daven Psukei Dezimra finishes off Oz Yashir. And then someone else walks up and says Yishtabach. Correct, right. Unless the one that's saying Psukei Dezimra, which very often does, continues into Yishtabach. Most of the time there's an Avil, and the Avil will depend, and the one he already gets up for Baruch Shamar. Because there's no Aydam Dam Yeshua, they don't say Kad, they don't say Karbonus, they don't say Brachus, they don't say Kaddish the Rabbanon before Baruch Shamar. That's the way they do it.
It's a good show.
this is how long does Psukei Dezimra take in your average shul? How long does Psukei Dezimra take in your average shul?
Between 10 and 11 minutes.
That's a long time. I dive and it's 15 minutes on the clock.
Much.
15. Chaim Berlin, it's exactly 15 minutes.
Then I have to go to work.
But in a regular shul, it's more like 7 minutes. No? Something like that.
We're in Davin in Israel.
Yeah.
On a regular weekday, without, there's no takhta.
Yeah.
They started Baruch Shamar, let's say 6:30, 7 that minute.
7, 6,
six.
Yeah. That's a very fast minion. It's very, very fast. I know my father came here. My father moved in over the neighborhood over here. My father was a Rav Young Israel, so they davened every day 7 o'clock. And they were finished by 7:30.
Yeah.
Because everyone was working, and the train, they had to be on the train.
Right.
So they were 7 o'clock. And then, very shortly, not much long after, they were complaining, so my father also was not very happy, so we have to make that a little bit longer. So they started davening 5 minutes earlier. So probably for 20 years already, they're davening 5 to 7. And instead of, and said, so it's now 35 minutes. 35 minutes. 10 minutes more. 10
minutes
more. Quarter, instead of being 10 to, they made a quarter to.
They start out of starting, that's they have to be
35 minutes, right.
They have to be out right. By 6:30.
But you can't, you have, there's always different people davening, it's very hard. Every guy will tell you it's very hard to make a pace. They have a lot of shuls. They have times. They put up times, and you get to when you have to be yishtabach. This is the time feature. They allow you 7 minutes. Korbanos, they'll give you 2 minutes or 3 minutes. Whatever they do, they do all these different. I personally can never keep up with most of these minyanim. I just can't. I just can't say the words.
What the originator of doing away with Kabbalah is the conservative movement.
It's in Bar Park, by Wolfson, I think they have spent at least a half an hour every day on Psuka de Zimra, on a weekday. They all go to work. They down very early. They start there like 6:30, even earlier. 6:30, and they're finished by 7, something like that. And they spend a half an hour on Psuke de Zimmer. It's very impressive. We go there once. Like, wow. It's word for word. They all say it together. That Hasidim. Hasidim. The first time I saw this, I was shocked. It's a certain style of avenue. The whole thing. Hasidim, they scream. If you go to a real Hasidic Shaminyan, it's very unnerving if you're not used to this. They scream, what?
Some bells davens differently than Stalin.
Right, right.
Stalin is the one that screams.
But there are a lot of branches of this tie, these groups where they all scream. That's how they daven. They scream. It doesn't appeal to everyone. I'm more of a quiet type. To each his own. Okay, but let's go. Here it says, this is a very famous expression. The Mishnah Berurah says, everyone says this. Think about money, it's a whole different world. The most important pasuk in the entire pasuk, the Zimra, is the pasuk of Pasechas Yedecha, Masvil Chol Chai Rotzoin. Hashem opens up his hand, you open up your hand, and you satisfy every living creature with. Now, what does it mean? It's a very hard pasuk to translate. You open up your hand, and you satisfy every living creature with what he wants. Is that really true? Every person is satisfied with what they want? Most people tell you it's not true. So it means, the simple interpretation is with will to live. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the person the will to go on in this world despite difficulties, despite hardships. Things are not easy in life. Everyone has a peckle. Everyone struggles with issues. But yet, people still, by and large, have the will to go forward.
Yeah? Very different
drush
on that part. There's a pasuk right before
Pesach. Eni chol alecha yisaberu.
That's the first part of Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Okay.
What you need. And then there's extra, the second part of the Pesach. Yeah. Your Ratzon also I'll consider. So the first part is what you need. Dafka Kodesh Baruch Hu.
We'll give you the basic necessities.
Esachlam bi'ito.
In the right time.
You want extra.
It says about spia, I will satisfy, which means you will receive it.
Ratzon is will. So the first part is everyone is entitled asochem to pita. The second part, you want more than that?
Okay.
That I have to really think.
Okay.
Hashem is saying, I have to think about what I want to give you.
Okay, but this is a very important pasuk. This pasuk, you have to have kavana when you say, no matter what the kavana is, whatever the interpretation you want to focus on, you have to have kavana. And of course, the meaning is to kiss your tefillin when you say this pasuk. Pasuk Hashem Masvil Chai Ratzon is the time when you kiss your tefillin.
What's the reason for
kissing your tefillin? So there are different reasons. There are different reasons given. One reason, on a very simple level, tefillin has nothing to do with this pasuk. Chazal wanted people to remember they're wearing tefillin, because tefillin is a davrusha b'kedusha. It's a serious business. So they enacted that certain times during davening you shall remember you're wearing tefillin. So they just happened to select this pasuk, even though technically it has nothing to do with tefillin. You should remember that you're wearing tefillin. On a deeper level, So let's gauge with this approach. The approach that we just mentioned. What does the pasuk mean? Hashem opens up and says, "It satisfies every living creature with rotzon, with will to go forward, with will to live." Why does a person need will to go forward? Because if you think about it, life is very depressing. Everyone has trouble. Everyone has struggles in life. It's very easy to give up. No, you're willing to go forward. Tefillin represent the concept of hester panim. Tefillin are black. Hashem's name, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is doubly wrapped inside your tefillin. Your tefillin are written on parchment, and the parchment is wrapped in parchment and then inserted inside the boxes. So the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doubly wrapped inside container. That represents the concept of the Anochi Haster Aster Panai. I will doubly conceal myself. I will hide myself. This world is a game of hide and seek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding himself from us and is asking us to find him. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself, conceals himself, it is the most frustrating thing that can possibly be. It represents Hester Panim. That really is the essence of what the Pasuk is. It's despite the fact that there is Hester Panim and it's difficult to live and exist, Hashem still gives man the ability, if he wants, Rotzayin, to find within himself the will to go forward and to live. So it fits perfectly in line with the theme of Tefillin, which is an example of Hester Panim. That's one approach. There are probably 100 different approaches to explain the significance, but you don't need to come on to that. I once read very clearly that there's nothing to do. Chazal just want you to remember that you're wearing Tefillin, so they told you a few times during davening, when you say that pasuk, since that pasuk is the most critical pasuk in Psukim the Zimra, so when you say that pasuk, remember you're wearing Tefillin. When you come to Kriya Shema, you say the pasuk of Tefillin, so there also, that's appropriate, you should kiss your Tefillin, just to remember that you're wearing Tefillin. Okay, let's go further, let's finish up. Don't only be mispal for yourself. You should be mispal for other people as well. If you don't think about your mezonos, your needs, you just said the words lip service. He's telling us over here, I'm sorry, going back on the pasuk of Maseches Yedech, when you say that pasuk, you should think about parnasa. When you say the pasuk of Maseches Yedech, even though it simply means Hashem gives you, satisfies you with whatever you want, but on a very similar level, the Kodesh Baruch Hu provides you with parnasa. He opens up his hand. You should think about your parnasa and the parnasa for l'chol Yisrael. Always a secret, a skula for tefillah is always don't think about yourself. Include yourself besoch klal Yisrael. It's not only for you, it's for someone else. That already puts you in a different frame of mind, and you're much more likely that Kodesh Baruch Hu will find favor, the tefillah will find favor in Hashem's eyes, and He will grant you your request. Case scary halacha. If you don't think when you say Paseches Yedecha, you have kavana, lo yatsa. You have to go back to Paseches Yedecha and say it again. That's what it says. Everyone agrees this. Bain Elilim Ubain Hashem Vashmay Mosa in the Hodu. So we say over here, Ki kol Elohei Hoamim Elilim, Kama. Don't write it with say Vashem Shmay Mos, because then it sounds like Ki kol Elohei Hoamim Elilim Vahashem. That's Apikursis. That all of the gods of the nations are nothing and Hashem. Chas v'shal couldn't be any great apikursis. So you have to be mafsik here in the Siddur. Indeed, they have over here a pause. B'yafsik ma'at. Bein elilim ubein Hashem shamos atzorach lahal kahefse ksas shelo yehenir kichoyze l'mala yisengim b'kadosh baruch. Let's just see here. Let's see over here what it says in terms of malacha. Aleph also lahafsik afil losh makodesh ayim shal shuvus to suras shai shemoyim be'em sa'apsuk b'zimor shvein sham shein sham mi sheyikro b'torah elohu mutlo lahafsik likos b'torah mimnei kavod atzibor to hu kumoy kavod talmud chacham derashai lahafsik b'shvilai. If let's say there's no bal koire, you come late and they're up to laning, and you are in the middle of Pesukim de Zimra, and they look at you and they say, you know, there's no Bal Koreh, can you be the Bal Koreh? So you're allowed to, because it's no worse than greeting a Talmud Chacham. And we know that's the Gemara, that you're allowed to greet a Talmud Chacham, you're allowed to be mafsik to greet the Talmud Chacham and kvoid it. I'm Shalshu Smamahar Shag, the Ein Lelahavsik Lema Baruch Shmei, Be'em Sub Pesukim de Zimra, no Kabbalah, no Zohar. don't say Brich Shmei when they take out the Sefer Torah, open up the Aron Kodesh, you're not allowed to say Brich Shmei Mil Sugi the Zimra. The Ayin in Bleshal Shuv is Priya. So the Im Ein Minyan Beis HaKnesses, Shechos Echad Laha Minyan Mutu Laha Lamoid, O Lahav Sik Bein Yishtabach Liyoyitz Kedei Sheyikra Ish. This is very common. This happens. This I've seen this happen many times. You don't have a tenth person, you get on the cell phone, right? So you finish. You finish Sugi the Zimra, and now you're between Yishtabach Liyoyitz. By the way, it's not so terrible to be Mafsik. I'm not as terrible to be mafsik after yishtabach, because once you finish yishtabach, you have concluded a significant section of Baruch Sheom, of Psuke de Zimra, and it's not such a great, it is a hefsik, of course, you're not allowed to, but it's not as a great of a hefsik as being mafsik later in davening, and you're allowed to be mafsik, being liyotze kadei sheyikra ish echa michutz to hashlam es amin yikeven shahefsik kulu tzorach mitzvah, so you're allowed to go call someone to be mafsik, and you're allowed to take out your cell phone in between yishtabach and baruchu, and call up someone, you know, we don't have a minyan, can you please come over and be mashlam the minyan? The ayin b'shalat and chubis sheyla sholam, b'huva b'aruch eschein, now by the way, what's the a minion, let's say you only have 9 people. Can you use a katan and a chumash to be mashed on the minion? It's very controversial. Can you tell me? You tell me from the Kapitchin Mitzvah.
They did that with
Adults, what? You can take a katan holding the chumash.
That's from Rabbi Belsky.
And you can be mashed on the number 10.
Should make a habit of it. Because
yeah. Fascinating.
They did that with me when I lived in New Jersey. They didn't
have
enough
of me. So Rabbi Reichman said that if there's a chance that the shul is going to close, in other words, if that would lead to then he felt, you know.
And let's say not. Let's say it's a one-time deal.
Slow story.
It's a one-time deal, so Rabbi Elsing, let's say you hear from the Kapitchin of Sarebbe. There's only 9 people. There's only 9. I told him to his ankle. I told him his grandson. I told him.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
Only 9 people.
Der Steinwurzel did that when he first started the show.
Opened up the Aron Kodesh.
And he stood, his head was inside the Aron Kodesh.
He was mitzvah to save the Torah, to be the minion, to be mashed on the minion.
Why should you wait after you start with the whole stuff? Not before,
because
you're being
because somebody may
usually somebody comes.
You're hoping that someone's going to come, I guess. Let's say you know no one's going to come. So is it the same? L'chair, I don't know the answer. Why does he only bring down after Yishtabach? What about before Yishtabach? Before Yishtabach?
You don't need the minion to go past.
Yeah, but you have to wait. Anyway, they're not going to come. They're going to leave.
And people are going to leave.
I don't know the answer. It seems to be mutter, but we have a choice between being mafzik after Yishtabach, before Yishtabach. You see how chomer it is. Kol Shechein, if someone comes to shul, you shouldn't go talk to the middle of the Zimra. Don't say to them good Shabbos. Don't say how you doing. If you see, even when you're dealing with getting a minion, you're not allowed to be mafsik. Only it's a b'diyev. You have to wait until Shabbos is over to go call someone. Allah's kavakamah. What excuse do we have to be mafsik middle of the Zimra, to go talk about some narishkeit, to go talk about who's going to get the aliyah, covered issues, right? Let him daven musaf. Let him daven shachas. You're not allowed to talk during. The weirdest conversations go on during Psukei, and they have these videos, things you shouldn't say, Nadelos, things you shouldn't say, things that people say at a Seder. Do you see that video? Strange things people say, and that's their next video. This I know the people are doing it. The strange things people say in shul. They should have strange things people say during Psukei de Zimra. That's even. We'll see. It remains to be seen. Let's go further. The ayin. Okay, we're going to the ayin. Shal shuvis sheilas shalom. Huva berachas chaim. The yasam oimei bepsukei de Zimra mutul leavsilema kaddish. Let's say someone's saying kaddish and he's not psukei de Zimra, and now it's up to the end of the davening, so he has to say kaddish. Okay, he didn't say kaddish. He said that he came late to shul and he won't say kaddish. He's allowed to say the entire kaddish during psukei de Zimra. The afil berachas kriyashma. That's a mutul leavsilema. It's a tremendous kaddish. Even in the middle of Kriya Shema, in between Shema and Aboich Bemoy Shal Biavoni and Yotzah Ma'oros, you're also allowed to be mafsik to recite Kaddish. Period. Ubishal Shuvas Levusha Mordechai Helosh. Also, he disagrees. Lost Lo Hafsik Afilu B'Sukkah the Zimra Elam Gomra Kahakol Tulos Aleinu Ve'Ein Achas Shem Kaddish Os Very Shem Alacha Mutar Lo Lo Hafsik. Then, if there's no one else, this for some reason I don't know what people they're not makbar on this is that let's say you have a shul and there's no Yosem Baruch Hashem, there's no Yosem, there's no one saying Kaddish. So there's a halacha that's part of the tzura of Tfilah. someone should say the Kaddish. So generally speaking, someone that doesn't have parents says should say the Kaddish. Let's say a person has only one parent, so it's a davar pashut. So I've heard different minhagim. Davar pashut, no, you say there's no problem. A person is. Technically, anyone can say the Kaddish because it's part of the Nusach HaTfilah. But people, it's taboo. You don't want to say Kaddish when you have living parents. Let's say you have one living parent. Doesn't matter. There's no hakpada whatsoever. A person lechatchilah. There's no taboo. A person lechatchilah. For some reason, people don't do it, and it's not uncommon to go to a shul where there's no one saying Kaddish. Oh, no one saying Kaddish. Everyone walks out. Okay, that's what it says. What?
The Baal Tefilah says Kaddish after Aleinu. I mean, if there's no one even above.
The Baal Tefilah says it. Interesting. That's the nusach. That is the tzur of tefilah. So if you're in a shul, anyone who is in a shul, there's no that. That's what should be done. Someone should say Kaddish.
I saw an interesting minhag. Usually, if someone says it after Aleinu.
Yeah.
I saw that they said they didn't say it after Aleinu.
One time.
After the Yom.
Right. So you only have to say it once. Many shuls, the minhag is to say multiple kaddishim. After Aleinu, after the Yom of the Rosh Chodesh, after Baruch Nafshi, and after Ladavid, you say it multiple times. In some kilos, especially in some kilos in the Zakpod, no, you're not marbe bekaddishim. It's not the right thing to say multiple times. You only say it once. You say Aleinu, you say Hayoim, you say Ladavid.
Yeshiva, they only say once.
In many yeshivas, you only say one kaddish. You're not marbe kaddishim. So everyone is samech on this. Even a shul where they say it multiple times. Let's say you have a shul where they're going to say kaddish after Aleinu, after the Yom, after the David. They're going to say it three times. Do you ever have four times? Shall I say four times? I don't know. But that's with the David. With the David. No, you have the David. Well, let's say, what?
For sure, you could say four times.
In Elul, yeah.
Why?
The first day of Elul.
Second day of Elul.
Second day of Rosh Chodesh.
Okay.
They could say it four times theoretically.
Aleinu Hayom. Okay, so say it four times. So Lu Yitzu, you're in a shul where normally, in the normal circumstance, you would say it four times. Wow. But there's no oval. So there's no oval. So then, I think it's what I've seen. I've never seen where, there's no oval. So it's the tzur of tefillah to say Kaddish. So we'll say it four times. No. When there's no one saying Kaddish, Kaddish Yassam, and you're only saying it because this is the tzur of tefillah, only once. Only after Aleinu on the Zehu, that's it. Give turns.
Some you say one
person.
For each person.
So you're giving turns. Right. Today everything is corrupted. Today everything's a mishmash, right?
Yeah, your side.
Four different letters. Take turns. Everything is corrupted today. But if you're only saying for the tzur of tefillah, you only say it once. So he says a tremendous chiddush. This goes to show how important it is to say. He holds that a private person saying kaddish, and look at the chumrah of the how important it is to say kaddish when davening is over, which many shuls don't do when that kaddish is over. If a person privately is saying kaddish, he's besuch yud beis chiddush, and he's saying kaddish, and now it's Psuki de Zimra, and I came late to shul. And if I'm not going to say Kaddish, that's it. I'm going to miss out saying Kaddish by this minion, by Shachris. Too bad. You're in the middle of Psuki de Zimra. You're not according to this opinion. Not everyone agrees with this.
Isn't there people that say you should only say one Kaddish a day?
One, no. Yoytza. They tell people that, let's say someone's Tachyu Beis Chodesh, he's traveling, he's on business. I can't daven with a minion three times a day. What should I do? So they tell a person, it's not so bad. Just try your best to say Kaddish once a day. If you can't daven with a minion, you can't daven with a minion three times a day, everyone eventually misses, you know.
In this case, what he's following is that. He's saying, listen,
I know, but you're already here in shul. Most people today, Baruch Hashem, it's like the end of the world if they miss a Kaddish. Right? Even at the kach, there are people that are meshugayim, they go, they have to daven for the yom and every tefillah. They run around to different shuls to get the yom and every tefillah. Put that aside. You come late. It's Shachris. This is the only minion in town. I'm middle of Psukah the Zimra. I didn't realize what was going on. I started Psukah the Zimra. I didn't realize they're already up to the end. And now, the Aleinu. If I'm not going to say Kaddish, it's over. It's curtains. Now, I'm sure everyone is samech on the other sheet. Everyone is samech on the sheet that you can say Kaddish during Psukah the Zimra. But let's say you want to follow this opinion that says no, the Levushi Mordechai, You're mil psuki de zimra. You're not allowed to be mafsik. You're not allowed to say kaddish. Wow, that's serious business. But let's say you're not pesach yud beis chodesh, and now they come to aleinu, and there's no one wants to say the kaddish after aleinu. Then you're allowed to be mafsik to say the kaddish after aleinu in order to preserve the tsur of the nusach atila. It's amazing yisoid. It goes to show how far it goes, how important it is to say the kaddish yosem when davening is over to preserve the tsur of tefila. That is so important. It's doicha being mafsik during psuga de zimra when your own private recital of kaddish is not doicha being mafsik in psuga de zimra. That's a whole new old awakening to how important it is. He doesn't like this. He disagrees with this chiddush. He's very mekel. You can always say kaddish, no matter what. You can say kaddish, even a personal kaddish. You can say during psuk the zimra. That far he doesn't go. He doesn't like this. And you're allowed to say kaddish during kriyashma after baruch hu tashmona eshei. V'rak. If later on. So the bottom line over here is that when it comes to the person is saying kaddish is going to be mafsik, we have chiluk ideas. Some say you can always be mafsik to say kaddish in psuk the zimra and during brichas kriyashma. Some say no, only during psuk the zimra, not during brichas kriyashma. And some say never. You never. But everyone agrees that if the davening is over and no one is saying kaddish altogether, anyone is allowed to take the initiative and say the kaddish to say the Kaddish at the end, even if he's a little psukei the Zimra. Okay, we'll stop here, we'll take a break.
What about the Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah?
That's different minhagim. There are different minhagim. Some have the minhag where only the Baal Koyre says it. Some have the minhag they call up someone who is saying Kaddish, Tachyu Beis Kodesh comes up and say it. So Leah's off. There are different minhagim.